This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Search and rescue teams continue to search for survivors after a strong earthquake in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos killed at least 19 people, injured more than 700. Amid collapsed buildings and flooding, officials said 17 people were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. Officials say a small tsunami also struck south of Izmir and seawater flooded streets on Samos. Seismologists said that the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.9 and was centered in the Aegean. While new coronavirus cases are surging in Kansas, a new study finds that counties in the United States with mask mandates have about half as many infections in the counties that do not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The University of Kansas conducted the study that finds the regions that require masks saw a 50% drop in their seven-day rolling average of daily cases, starting 2 weeks after the mask mandates were issued. Research Director Donna Ginther says they're not saying that masks will eliminate COVID-19, but they significantly slow the spread of the disease, at least they do in Kansas. The state's Democratic governor tried to impose a statewide mask mandate this summer, but almost all of the counties opted out. COVID cases began spiking in September, and the report finds counties without mask requirements have been hardest hit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 17-year-old from Illinois accused of killing two demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been extradited to stand trial on homicide charges, with sheriff's deputies in Illinois handing him over to their counterparts in Wisconsin. In his afternoon ruling, they rejected Kyle Rittenhouse's bid to remain in Illinois. The judge